Every year about this time, there's a children's song that comes to mind. I think probably a lot of our children and young people know it. Stay awake, be ready. You do not know the hour when the Lord is coming. Stay awake, be ready. The Lord is coming soon. And that's good advice. That's the advice we have today. Stay awake, be ready. God will come like a thief in the night. And I've said this, you know, this as we build up to the end of the church year, which celebrates the coming of Christ the King, his return in fullness, we have several of these readings that talk about this. And I mentioned before that the idea of staying awake is not so much to make sure you're not doing anything that you don't want God to see you doing, because of course He will see you whenever you do it anyway. But the idea is that we should not be just sitting back doing nothing, just sort of waiting for God. You know, I had a discussion with one of my priest friends this week, and we just kind of reconnected after the seminary, and he loves discussing deep stuff. So yeah, we were kind of talking about there's sort of two views on what you might call salvation. One is sort of the avoid hell, and that's about it, and it's all focused on what you would call justification. It's all focused on what sort of moves you from one line to the other, one side of the thing, what more it sort of moves you from salvation to one or the other. Well, obviously, according to Paul and and this is what we say, it is faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, of course, is our Savior, but it is faith. It is our faith that moves us to that side. We believe in Jesus and that is what justifies us. We have faith. We want Jesus to save us, obviously. And that is what sort of brings us into right relationship. And there's one view of that, sort of by some of the more evangelical Protestants, is that faith, that's kind of where you stop, You're just sort of there. And then nothing you can do sort of improves on that. But our view as Catholics is that justification is important, obviously. We through baptism, through our faith, through that we are justified with God. But there's more we can do, and that's what this gospel reading is about. It's about what can we do, and actually the first reading is as well. Because the idea is the discussion I had with my, there Jesus says that He has gone to prepare a place for us in His kingdom. He says that in John's gospel, and I think the idea we're getting at is can we cooperate? Can we help Jesus build that place in our kingdom, or can we contribute to the building of that place for Jesus? And I think we can. And the readings talk about that. Well, what should we be doing as we await to join Jesus in His kingdom? Whether it's, whether it's at the end of our life here on earth, or whether it's when He returns, as the readings talk about. Jesus has given us skills. He has given us talents. The talent in this case is a unit of money. But by happy coincidence, it also refers to the gifts that God gives us. Whether it's the gifts of material things that we have, like we're sharing here, food contributions that we have here is a sharing of what God has given us, but also skills, talents, abilities that we can use for various good deeds in the kingdom. And part of it too is learning what is important. Getting that perspective. The Holy Spirit guides us and gives us perspective. What is important? What can we do in the situation we are to build up the kingdom of God where we are? That first reading, it kind of focuses on what a wife of the time that the reading was written, and contrasts it with what maybe the world would think. You know, the reading says, charm is fleeting and beauty is fading and all of that things. And even in our day, we sometimes focus on things that are superficial. Getting the biggest car, getting the biggest house, whatever. I always like to quote the bumper sticker, "The one who dies with the most toys wins." Wins what? I don't know. The wins with the dead person with the most toys contest, I guess. But what that first reading talks about, those are all skills that were very useful at the time. That's what a household needed. A household needed somebody that could do that. And in those days, it would probably be the wife. All those things are important. And the point is that the wife in the reading knows that. And that's what's important to her. That's the key. What's important to the wife in that reading is, what can she do to make a good household? And that's a good point, a good perspective to have. And that's kind of the perspective that we can have. What can we do to have a good household, to have a godly household, to have and this is for everyone in the household, and I always say children are included in this too, what can we do as members of this family to build up this household? How can we use the skills, the talents that God has given us to build this household? And then we expand it. What can we do with the skills and the talents we have in general to bring about God's kingdom, to spread His love, to spread His message, the message of joy, of salvation, and the message that we don't have to live this way, that with God's help and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can become better people. That's really what it's all about. Become better people, become holier people. We are all called to holiness. Become closer to God and help to bring about His kingdom in this corner of the world that we live. Some people will be called to do great sort of international things, and we call them saints. Saint Teresa of Calcutta is always one, and John Paul II, and all the saints throughout the world. And we are saints too. We are called to be saints. Maybe not in the calendar, but we are called to be saints by building up the kingdom. And so as we stay awake and we are ready. And the point is the reason we don't need to worry about it is because if we are focused on using the talents that God has given us to build His kingdom, using the talents that God has given us to build the family, to build the household, then we are doing what God wants us to do. So we need not worry about His coming. Because we will be doing what we are called to do. So those are just a couple of lessons that we can take with us here as we enter this end of the church year. We're going to 2 weeks is the beginning of the new year, a new church year, and next week we celebrate the feast of Christ the King, His return. And so indeed it's a wonderful time of the year, and we celebrate Thanksgiving too. Giving thanks is always a good thing to do too. So as we approach that, a couple things to take with us from these readings.